A former attorney sits before Congress, visibly confused by his own past actions. "I was mesmerized," he says, describing how he knowingly did things he knew were wrong. Across America, families stop speaking to each other over politics. Lifelong Republicans watch their party transform into something unrecognizable overnight. What's happening isn't just political polarization. It's something far more troubling. Drawing from 4 decades of experience helping people escape destructive groups, a former cult member turned expert in psychological manipulation identifies patterns in Trump's presidency that mirror the tactics of history's most dangerous cult leaders. This isn't about left versus right. It's about understanding how sophisticated influence techniques can reshape reality itself, turning critical thinkers into true believers and transforming democratic institutions into vehicles for authoritarian control. Most people under undue influence appear ordinary, holding jobs, raising families, living conventional lives. What makes groups destructive isn't strange beliefs, but specific control methods. The BITE model reveals how. Behavior control dictates actions, information control filters knowledge, thought control shapes thinking, and emotion control manipulates feelings. When someone floods your information stream, labels contradictory sources as fake, and delivers contradictory statements with absolute confidence, they're systematically dismantling your independent thinking. Consider a leader promoting alternative facts while calling journalists enemies of the people. Unlike Bruce Springsteen fans who freely criticize their favorite artist, destructive group members face social punishment for questioning. The structure is always pyramidal, an authoritarian leader demanding absolute loyalty with followers below. Research proves how disturbingly easy this is. Solomon Osh showed 75% of people conformed to obviously wrong group answers. Stanley Milgram demonstrated ordinary Americans would administer painful shocks when instructed by authority. Philip Zimbardo's prison experiment revealed randomly assigned guards became sadistic within days. Situations override individual values more easily than we'd like to believe. Trump's origin story mirrors destructive leaders: emotionally distant mothers, authoritarian fathers, early behavioral problems. His father, Fred, drilled into him, "You are a killer, you are a king, and most people are weaklings." Trump admits to aggression, once punching a music teacher. 3 mentors shaped his worldview. Norman Vincent Peale transformed Christianity into prosperity gospel, where success signaled divine blessing. His positive thinking philosophy banished doubt, but eliminated critical thinking, encouraging magical belief that desire alone manifests reality. Roy Cohn instilled the never defend, always attack philosophy, advising Trump to fight discrimination charges. Tell them to go to hell and fight the thing in court. After 1990s bankruptcies, television provided reinvention. Producer Mark Burnett saw feral charisma and cast him in The Apprentice. The show's editor later admitted, "We knew Trump was a fake, but we made him out to be the most important person in the world." This rehabilitated Trump's image while earning hundreds of millions. In April 2017, Yale mental health professionals identified alarming patterns in a sitting president: narcissistic tendencies, impulsivity, delusions, paranoia, pathological lying, and inability to acknowledge errors. While confidence aids leadership, narcissism becomes pathological when someone grows addicted to feeling special at any cost. More dangerous is malignant narcissism, combining narcissism with antisocial behavior, sadism, and paranoia. Erich Fromm coined this term in 1964 to describe the most severe mental sickness, the quintessence of evil, due to complete lack of empathy and morality. Such individuals display grandiose behavior, fantasies of unlimited power, insatiable need for praise, and willingness to exploit others without remorse. Trump consistently exaggerates expertise, often saying, "Believe me." He dedicates book chapters to revenge, advising, "If they screw you, screw them back 10 times as hard." The sadism manifests as aggressive self-affirmation. Trump has been involved in over 3,500 lawsuits. Most dangerous is the paranoia driving self-inflation. Malignant narcissists project unresolved hatred onto others they then persecute. Trump obsesses over perceived enemies: mainstream media, Democrats, globalists, the deep state, immigrants, Muslims. A former aide reveals Trump summoned him to compile an enemies list of untrustworthy staffers within his own administration. If it had been a horror movie, the aide wrote, this would have been the moment when everyone suddenly realizes the call is coming from inside the house. America's susceptibility to manipulation stems from converging crises: information overload, rapid social change, economic hardship, and institutional breakdown. The Great Recession shattered trust in government, religion, science, and business. Americans face thousands of daily ads while spending 11 hours on screens, with 40% sleeping less than 7 hours nightly, conditions that deteriorate critical thinking. This vulnerability was engineered. Edward Bernays pioneered the engineering of consent, manipulating public opinion through emotion rather than reason. Edgar Schein's coercive persuasion outlined three manipulation phases: unfreezing, breaking down identity; changing, indoctrination; and refreezing, reinforcing new identity. Trump exploits this masterfully. He unfreezes followers through contradictory statements delivered with unwavering confidence, paralyzing critical analysis. Rally indoctrination and social media provide the changing phase. Refreezing occurs through continuous conditioning, with followers emulating their leader completely. Technology companies amplify this by engineering device addiction, creating ideal conditions for manipulation. Trump's presidency forged an unprecedented bond with partisan media, especially Fox News. His tweets often mirror Fox content, creating what the New York Times called a public mind meld. Unlike previous presidents addressing the entire nation, Trump speaks primarily to his base, a shift tracing to Reagan's 1987 veto of the Fairness Doctrine, which enabled partisan right-wing radio. Rush Limbaugh emerged in 1988, brilliantly labeling mainstream media as biased to create an audience hungry for unbiased conservative content. Roger Ailes partnered with Rupert Murdoch in 1996 to launch Fox News, employing fear-mongering, confusion, blame, and division. Harvard scholars analyzing millions of news stories found right-wing media uniquely prone to disinformation. Unlike mainstream media's error detection, the right-wing ecosystem lacks self-correction, creating a propaganda feedback loop. Fox abandoned journalistic principles. By 2018, Hannity appeared at Trump rallies. The network dropped its fair and balanced motto, becoming Trump TV. Russia's delegitimization campaign deployed cyber terrorism agents spreading misinformation through fake social media accounts. Trump's Russia relationship began in 1987 when the Soviet ambassador invited him to Moscow during a KGB recruitment period. After returning, he criticized American NATO policy in newspaper ads. When Trump faced bankruptcy in the early 1990s, Russian oligarchs rescued him through real estate partnerships. Michael Cohen's mesmerized testimony mirrors cult survivor experiences. A five-step reality check helps. Disconnect from reinforcing influences. Study social psychology and propaganda techniques. Consult credentialed experts with diverse views. Reflect on pre-Trump beliefs. Ask if you'd knowingly follow someone who demonstrably lies. To help someone trapped, briefly enter their media world to understand their perspective. Remember, their authentic self remains beneath the cult identity. Avoid win-lose arguments. Ask thoughtful questions and listen patiently. Former Trump supporter David Weissman describes how comedian Sarah Silverman's respectful Twitter engagement transformed his views over months. When he questioned Trump publicly, he faced hacking and shunning, typical cult treatment of defectors. Democracy needs safeguards against psychologically unstable leaders. Requiring neuropsychiatric evaluations for presidential candidates would establish mental competence. Most mental health professionals remain unaware of DSM categories for brainwashing. Social media platforms have been weaponized. Ethical standards in technology development are essential. Jonestown's 912 deaths carry a chilling warning. A sign above Jones's stage read, "Those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it." Today's digital age makes undue influence more pervasive. The question isn't political preference. It's whether you recognize the difference between legitimate leadership and psychological manipulation.